Yeah, I'm gonna come down at some point and just like thumb through all of those books because I want
You're like one of the only people that would appreciate it.
to.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to come to Texas and like, weren't you planning a trip this summer?
I was, but just, I don't know, things just got in the way, money shit, and I don't know, I just got distracted.
I hear that.
Yeah.
Well,
I definitely wanted to. I've always wanted to visit Texas. I've never actually been.
really?
I've always thought that I was gonna live like a significant portion of my life in Texas. I do
You'll
kind of
love
have,
it,
yeah, I kind of have
especially
a.
after you, since you're all into these books.
Yeah, no, definitely.
we can go to Houston. I've never been to Archer City, his little place where the
Yeah.
bookstore was. Yeah, can see where it all takes place, very specifically. All right. Welcome back to the continuing story of the Perfume Nationalist. I've got my friend John here for the first of three installments. Actually, more, probably, because there's more, but originally it was a trilogy. Larry McMurtry's Houston trilogy, starting with one of my favorite books ever written, Moving On from 1970. A book which is like nothing else,
Nothing
and
else.
like nothing else. And Easy Rider from 1969, and Andy Towers' L'Air du Désert Marocain, Moroccan Desert, which is from 2006. How are
That's
you
great to
doing
hear
this?
you pronounce it in the with the French accent, because
I tr
I've been telling people it's I've like l'air du temps Marocain.
I this is tough. This is not as bad as those Hermès ones that are like un jardin sur le toit ou le like but l'air du désert marocain is the closest I can get.
It's
I've
better than
given
I
my
could ever do.
mom like three bottles of this over the years and just told her to call it Moroccan desert.
It's beautiful. It's actually one of my favorite scents of all time. I mean, I was kind of nervous buying it because it was so expensive, but it immediately hit me, and the first thing I thought was just like beautiful man taint, if that makes sense.
I
Like that
totally
was
see
like
that.
I had this vision of a man's taint spread open in front of me. And just like that really, when it's like that really beautiful athletic smell, but it also has that like kind of gummy bookish smell that I really like. So I've been wearing it all the time lately. I'm gonna spray a few puffs right now, but when did you first come across like Tower? Is that how you pronounce it?
Andy Tower. Well, I came across it from the, as everyone else did, from the five-star review in the original Perfumes the Guide. It's a really good review, actually. I'm gonna read it. It's by Tanya Sanchez. It's not by
Okay.
Luca. Five stars, Incense Oriental. The sweet smell of amber, the foundation of the classic perfume Oriental, has long been weighed down with vanilla and sandalwood, decorated with mulling spices, bolstered with musk, made come hither, ready for its close-up, and we are quite used to it, but this is not amber's first life. Perfume meant first through smoke, named for fragrant materials burned to clean the air and therefore the spirit. If, as Carlos Santana claimed in his Grammy acceptance speech, the angel Metatron delivers messages to the world via rock guitarists,